Well, next month, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case involving the question of who can redraw congressional districts. In Arizona, like most states, the task was always left up to the legislature. But then Arizona voters approved a ballot measure in 2000 giving the job to an independent commission to avoid politically motivated gerrymandering. 10 years later, state legislators sued, claiming the commission violates the U.S. Constitution's Elections Clause. A high court decision on this could have significant impact outside of Arizona's borders, particularly to its west in California. John Myers is senior political editor for KQED, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. He's with us from Sacramento. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first, tell us about this case.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jeremy, the question seems to be fairly simple, and I have to say at the outset, I'm not a lawyer, so it's simple as a journalist. It seems to be, does the U.S. Constitution leave all the power over the election and selection of members of Congress to a state legislature? Now, if you're like me and you're not an expert, you look at the Constitution, it says that legislatures control the process, seems simple enough. But in a handful of states, the state legislature shares its law-writing power with voters. That's true in Arizona, true here in California and a few other places. We write some laws through ballot initiatives, and voters in both states decided to strip legislators of their power to draw congressional districts and give that power to these independent commissions. And so the question is, was that legal or illegal? And it has huge implications.
Well, and the actual clause that we're talking about here says in the Constitution, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. That's the argument that the legislators in Arizona are making. Your former governor in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, filed an amicus brief in favor of the independent commission. He's been weighing in, as have other Californians.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, Schwarzenegger and two former California governors joined in the brief with him. And they argue, and the people who support these commissions argue, that really what the issue here is the legislative power, the power to write laws. And because it is split in these states, and they're mostly Western states, to allow laws being written at the ballot, that these commissions are legal. But boy, as I said earlier, I mean, the implications are huge, both legally and politically. In Arizona, this was filed by the Arizona legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, so ostensibly Republicans would benefit if the high court agrees with them. Just the opposite here in California. If the independent map drawing redistricting commission was abolished, Democrats are solidly in the majority in the California state legislature and would probably redraw those districts to be even more friendly to Democrats, which could change things on Capitol Hill.
Well, tell us what the effects have been there in California since 2008, when this went into effect there for state legislative elections, and then in 2010 for congressional districts.
Well, we've had one process of maps being drawn by this commission in California. It was in 2011 because, of course, these maps are drawn every 10 years after the U.S. Census. The general feeling is that we have more competitive districts than we had in California. And I say that with an asterisk a little bit, Jeremy, because it's been at the margins. California is still a Democratic state, so really this still is a Democratic congressional delegation. But we've had more competitive races in some places. The commission used no political party data to draw the districts, only population and ethnicity and communities. And so I think, you know, for the good government and the government reform groups, they think it worked well. But again, this process is fascinating because in California, we have a long history of gerrymandering, of districts that were drawn for one advantage or the other, and the courts had to step in. This was finally a solution to that process in California. A lot of people are watching what the high court's going to do.
I remember listening to the late Ann Richards, the former governor of Texas, on CNN years ago saying that some of the districts were drawn so tightly that you could drive down the street with both your car doors open and hit every house. but you do have a very different political situation in Arizona. What are they arguing for there, those who support the commission?
Well, they're certainly arguing that the voters spoke. I mean, I think, and that's true in both Arizona and California, that the voters wanted these panels to draw the districts. And they've had a little more experience in Arizona. Their commission dates back more than a decade. And at one time, Democrats have been unhappy, and another time, Republicans have been unhappy, which I think supporters of the commission say proves the point. But, you know, again, we're now at this issue about the U.S. Constitution and what it allows and doesn't allow. And I have to point out, Jeremy, that the kicker to me is that the swing vote on the U.S. Supreme Court, as always, is Anthony Kennedy. And I don't know, everybody knows this. Anthony Kennedy is a native of California,
right,
who worked in California government in his past, and he saw how these maps were drawn firsthand. Now he may be the guy that looks at its fate.
Well, so what does that tell you about which way this is going to go?
I couldn't tell you. I'm a lousy court watcher from the West, from California. But I do think that someone with a real California experience in the middle of this could prove interesting to watch. So I'm really curious to see how those oral arguments go. As you said, they're scheduled for March.
John Myers, senior political editor with KQED, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, joining us today from Sacramento, California. John, thank you.
You're welcome.